Chapter 14, Gold in the Making. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7.
The first thing you notice about the refiner's fire is that it's hot. Really hot. Unbearably hot. But that's the only way to get a pure grade of ore. Dwayne Pottinger can speak from experience about the process. As a teenager, he worked in a foundry just 25 feet away from a giant kettle in which iron ore was melted down and refined. Workers would place chunks of crude iron in that kettle, then crank up the furnace to 2,800 degrees. It was so hot that Dwayne felt the heat on his back as he worked. When the molten ore was ready, workers would rake and pull the impurities off the surface, then repeat the procedure until at last only pure iron remained. In August 1992, Dwayne saw the process again from another, more personal angle. He was diagnosed with anaplastic astrocytoma 3, a brain cancer with a survival rate of only 3 to 4 years. Suddenly he was in the furnace, and it was hot, unbearably hot. Dwayne has 3 times suffered the pain of a stabilizing halo screwed onto his skull. Radiation treatments leave him exhausted. Chemotherapy made him physically sick, and the steroids he still must take bring horrid side effects. He gets tired of being poked and prodded. The treatments leave him with little strength and endurance. He can only watch as his wife and young daughters deal with their deep emotional pain. And he faces the roller coaster uncertainty of new growths and symptoms. "These things are the furnace," he says. "I never would have signed up for this, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. God is faithful, and God is good. I don't view God's allowing cancer to come into my life as his punishment. I view it as an opportunity to advance the cause of Christ and bring glory to God. The situation itself brings no glory to God, but how I respond to it makes all the difference." But how can we learn to respond to such fire with such faith? Dwayne has found a phenomenal teacher in 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. Peter was well acquainted with trials, and experience had taught him that they can best be faced after long reflection on the goodness of God. When he writes, "In this you greatly rejoice," he doesn't have in mind his contemporary sufferings, but the breathtaking blessings already given them by God. Peter lists at least 5 of these in the immediately preceding verses: a new birth, a living hope, an imperishable divine inheritance, the shield of God's power, the completion soon of our salvation. If we meditate on and rejoice in those things, Peter says, the scorching fire of refining can do its crucial work. And what is that work? That your faith may be proved genuine. Dwayne sees this principle at work in his own life. "What is important is that these trials reveal what's really inside," he says. "What's inside is the gold. This process reveals where my heart really is, what I really believe in." We too have found this to be true. As wrenching as our trials were, they caused us to see that we really did believe what we said we believed. We discovered that we lean on what we truly believe. But that's not all. When the fire of our battle with cancer and depression grew hotter and hotter, our personal impurities came bubbling to the surface. We were forced to deal with personal issues that unknowingly we had hidden for so long. God's refining fire forced us to be real with our friends, with our God, and with each other. When our trial started, it was easy to put up a facade and play the good Christian. But as they progressed, as the fire got even more intense, it became increasingly difficult to keep what was on the inside from getting outside. Eventually, those things did come out. Bitterness, fear, lack of self-control, rage, moodiness, doubt. And they weren't pretty. Impurities never are. That's why you get rid of them. It was not fun to realize that many of the Christian things we did were done for selfish motives. Were we telling people of the love of God primarily for their benefit or for the strokes we would receive in return? Once we started taking steps to deal with our impurities, however, our faith began to grow. As C.S. Lewis wrote, "If only we have the will to walk, then God is pleased with our stumbles." How pleased? Peter says that such genuine faith is worth infinitely more than pure gold. He does not merely suggest that genuine faith is like gold, that it's somehow the spiritual equivalent of gold. No, he insists faith is far more precious than that. Like gold, faith must be refined through intense heat. But unlike gold, it will not perish when the heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. 2 Peter 3:10. Genuine faith is superior to gold in every way that matters. Gold is a shabby, dull shadow of the reality that is genuine faith. Even the purest gold will one day perish, but genuine faith gives birth to eternal praise, glory, and honor. Sure, being in the fire hurts. We won't lie about that, and neither does God. Yet what he's after is genuine faith, and the only way to purify that kind of precious ore is through the application of intense heat. We'll let Duane have the last word. "The journey I am on adds an incredible authenticity to the message of the cross," he says. "I have gained confidence in God's undergirding presence with us. In the midst of my uncertain circumstances, I can testify to God's goodness. My mortality is in front of me. I speak as a dying man to a dying people. And that makes a tremendous difference." Ron Lee Davis says, "Affliction is gold in the making for the child of God, and God is the one who holds the timepiece."